What can we expect from Pennsylvania lawmakers when it comes to the environment in this new year? This is the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Carol Holsapel. State Impact Pennsylvania's Rachel McDevitt has been looking ahead at what might happen with environmental issues in Harrisburg this session. She joins me now. Rachel, the Pennsylvania General Assembly is under Republican leadership, as it was for 2020. Last session, Republican legislators focused on tax incentives for the petrochemical industry. What will their focus likely be in 2021?
Well, Republican leadership haven't outlined their environmental or energy priorities for the coming session. I will say that in the House, the Environmental Resources and Energy Committee will be headed up again by Representative Daryl Metcalf of Butler County, who has a history of wanting to roll back regulations or is not really a proactive person on the environment. So we can maybe guess at what's going to happen in that committee, which is key to bringing up any sort of energy or environmental legislation. But at this point, they haven't really detailed what they plan to do in the next 2 years.
There were some bipartisan efforts at environmental issues this last session. Can you say which issues did they look at, and are those likely to come up again this session?
I think it's likely to see a couple of these efforts come back up again. One that got a lot of attention as a bipartisan effort was community solar. So community solar is an effort to allow these sort of community scale solar projects. So like a farmer could put up a small solar farm on a little bit of their land, and then people in that community could buy power directly from that solar installation. Industry people say that there's a lot of demand for that, or if this legislation would pass, it would just open the floodgates for this kind of development. So that had a lot of bipartisan co-sponsors, no real objections to it on either side of the aisle, but it never actually made it out of committee. When you say bipartisan support, it's like, well, it never actually went up for a vote, but it did have lots of bipartisan sponsors.
Well, why is that?
That's a good question, and I don't know the exact answer. Obviously, the coronavirus and the pandemic and resulting economic fallout just ate up a lot of bandwidth in the legislature in the last year, and so that could be part of the reason. And some things get decided by the committee head. So, I'm not an expert in how they decide what to call up for a vote and what not to, but it is entirely possible that attention was just focused too much elsewhere and these things weren't as pressing. There was another bill to encourage development of electric vehicle infrastructure, charging infrastructure, also never made it up for a vote in the House. It did pass the Senate with bipartisan majority.
You spoke with some environmentalists about what 2021 could bring in Harrisburg. Were they hopeful?
They're all optimists. I think environmentalists are generally optimists. And yeah, they pointed out that there are just so many opportunities for this to be the session where the legislature focuses on climate change. A former DEP secretary, David Hess, framed this as a leadership opportunity. Like, these things might be difficult to do, but he argues that actions that are going to benefit the environment are also going to benefit the economy, which is what we're all concerned about because of the pandemic. So he says these types of programs like farm conservation, mine reclamation, investments in local recreation and state parks, those will all have a good return on investment.
Thanks, Rachel.
Thank you.
Rachel McDevitt reports for State Impact Pennsylvania. You can find her reporting at AlleghenyFront.org. That's the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Carol Holsapel.